Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Abraham on Patreon, and he didn't give me a specific topic. So what I wanted to discuss is an article called Sales Funnels and High Value Men, The Rise of Strategic Dating. And it's about a woman sharing her story of dating five or more guys at the same time. And I wanted to read a bit from the article, and I quote, Rebecca Campbell remembers the moment she knew things had changed. I got to the age of 34 and woke up one Christmas morning on a fold-out bed in a garage of some friends of my parents, and I was like, I don't want to live like this for the rest of my life. I could see that I was potentially going to miss out on having a family unless I did something drastic. Campbell was single and had not been on a date since the death of her boyfriend a decade prior. In those 10 years, she focused her energy on building a successful business career, including founding the Order Ahead app called Hey You. So she resolved to begin dating the same way she'd launched brands, by sketching out a plan that resembles the sales funnel that she used in her work. I thought about it the same way for dating. At the top of the funnel, I needed to have as many candidates as possible, she says. To bring in leads, Campbell signed up for an online dating platform such as eHarmony and Tinder, and tasked friends with matchmaking duties. She created a list of traits that she wanted in a partner. To vet candidates, she had screening calls with potential dates before meeting them. And to ensure a controlled experiment, she met her suitors in one of the same two venues every week. Campbell documented her strategy in the book 138 Dates, out now through Allen & Unwin. The approach paid off, because after 3 years of dating, Campbell met her now husband. 138 dates is one woman's personal dating strategy. But Campbell is not alone applying a set of rules to her love life. On Reddit, a community of 179,000 mostly heterosexual women discuss their courtship tactics in the subreddit Female Dating Strategy. The board began in 2019 and offers a range of often brutal, expletive-laden advice to single women, designed to optimize the female dating experience. Among the six-point FDS mantra are, ruthlessly evaluate men, make him invest before sex, and don't split the bill. Its list of no-nos includes asking men out. FDS believes that women should not make the first move. And drink dates. They're low effort. Going out for a meal is preferred. FDS advocates dating multiple men simultaneously, cutting suitors off at the first sign of a red flag, as Campbell did, conducting pre-date interviews over the phone. The goal is to filter out anyone who is not, in FDS parlance, a high-value man. Unquote. So for the first part of this talk, I'll discuss Rebecca, and in the second half, I'll discuss the female dating strategy subreddit, and why women that follow it are doomed to fail. But before I discuss more, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection. Tim Patton has written 5 MGTOW books. MGTOW is Forever is the latest, and is a great introduction to MGTOW. If you've been injured on the job and need help, disabled and unable to work is for you. MGTOW Building Wealth and Power helps you empower your finances. Masculinity is Our Future is about how the world sees masculinity as toxic, and what it means to be a man. Finally, MGTOW Why I Cheat. When a woman named Marcia read this book, she wanted to scream out loud, why is MGTOW a real thing? Thanks for pushing her buttons, Tim. All 5 books can be found at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to post-wall women searching through the discount man bin at Walmart Clown World Show. There's nothing new with regards to what Rebecca's doing. I had a friend for 20 years that's no longer talking to me that did the same sort of thing back about 10 to 15 years ago. He went through hundreds of first dates. If he walked in and she wasn't attractive and to his liking, he would have just walked right out. There was zero remorse on his part. I told that friend about this channel, and well, there goes 20 years of friendship. As for Rebecca, she hit the wall somewhere from 30 to 34 and found that men weren't as attracted to her as before, and that she couldn't get the same quality of man as before, so the only rational thing to do was to go through a greater quantity to find the same quality that she enjoyed in her 20s. Women like this are prime targets for PUAs with resources and muscular good looks that pump and dump their desperate rumps. Rebecca didn't have a nice place to live. She was sleeping on friends' couches and hadn't been on a date in 10 years. But the odds are pretty good that she hooked up at least dozens of times during that time. From what I can tell about this Guardian article, odds are she's just saying that to make her current man think that she didn't sleep around and that she remains respectable. What she's really doing is projecting a period of 10 years of chastity and only because her partner died. She wants us to understand that she's one of those good women that would have jumped on her husband's funeral pyre on the Ganges River if she was living in India. We also need to feel sorry for her for living a hard life as a couch surfing cooch. I looked up the Hey You app, and it looks legit, and she was focused on building a successful business career with it. On the website, it says that there are 900,000 plus customers connected to 1,600 cafes and restaurants. Maybe she was really successful, but the coup took that success away. Because this app is in Australia and that place is locked down, so it's time for a backup plan that involves a man. Mind you, she found her man before the coup. Also, something doesn't seem to add up here. If she's successful, why would she be living on a pullout couch in a garage? She kind of reminds me of the female version of the character from that 90s TV show called Get a Life, that was actually a paperboy. I've met women like this that were tutors, waitresses, and yoga instructors. They hit their dirty mid-30s and found a man to dig their talons into. Women know that dating is a numbers game, and they figured it out a long time ago. I've known women where I could actually go on their social media pages, and when they were in relationships, they were 30 or 40 pounds heavier. And then when they were single, they were normal weight. They would slim down between relationship and put tons of effort into their appearance to attract a better quality man. That friend I was telling you about earlier did the same by losing weight. But what women don't seem to understand is that many guys will figure out how to project the perfect male image to women like these. As for the female dating strategy subreddit, it's mostly male bashing disguised as female dating advice that women already know about. That's one of the reasons it doesn't get taken down. But the men going their own way subreddit was easily banned. I think that female dating strategies is like a pickup artist community for women to find a husband with it. Why do you think they didn't like MGTOWs? We reduced women's ability to find high-quality men, and so it has to be censored and banned, because it hurts women's prospects for finding a simp to trap into marriage. There's a war against MGTOW out there, but I had no idea how Hammerhand, the MGTOW monk, has been able to get between 5 to 7 million views a month on his YouTube channel, while using the MGTOW acronym, and gets 5 to 10,000 subscribers a month. Maybe because his videos are being recommended. All that after his last channel was banned. I suspect that he's either going to get nuked or throttled in the next few months to a year. I expect the same to eventually happen to Fresh and Fit. YouTube will finish them off after they start their downward slide. Sorry to interrupt you guys, but I'm sorry if you heard some background noise. It was actually a fire truck outside, and I didn't want to start recording the whole thing all over again. So this is a continuation. As I was saying, the women in the female dating strategy subreddit are like PUA spinning plates, or more like penises in this case. It also provides a cover story for their carousel riding promiscuity. A woman might say I'm not whoring it up on a pullout couch. What I'm doing is looking for a quality man. I suspect these women will still sleep with the hot guys that are emotionally damaged in the short run, but they'll target the men that are still naive and don't understand how thottery works. There's also another problem women that date tons of men to find the so-called right one aren't taking into consideration. The problem is she's going to get used to dating so many men it's going to be hard to give up all that attention for one high-quality man when or if she does find him and land him. So she ends up resenting him for making her settle down. Even if he's not the best, he can't be the best in every department. And she's probably thinking back to all the men that tricked her into sleeping with them that were physically and socially superior. A woman always remembers the best and tries to forget all the rest. I know a woman in their mid-40s that is doing this by playing the dating numbers thing before the coup and bragging about it, but then also complaining to me that the only two types of men she finds are those that are losers that don't have their financial, social, and emotional house in order, or men that are too severely damaged by other women to be worth it. It's hard for her to find a man that she really wants, but she keeps on trying. That's why the female dating strategy subreddit with their podcasts and website are like PUA for women. Pickup artists sell men on this idea that if they learn game, they'll get all the sex they want. And the female dating strategy plays on women's hopes that if they just go out enough and date enough men, they will discover their diamond in the rough and be able to harness him and his resources to have the life that she's always wanted. But the numbers games just don't work anymore. Sure, she'll get tons of male attention, but there's a reason she's not attracting the high-quality males for a reason, because she's not a high-quality woman to begin with. Female dating strategy doesn't work because it doesn't teach women to improve themselves in a genuine way. It just teaches them to identify and trap the best men. The women running the page and podcast are like pickup coaches looking for money and attention. They're trying to get naive women to listen to them that haven't been asking the question, where have all the good men gone? It's like myself making up rules for dating where I'll only settle for a woman that's 120 pounds, a blonde, and in her early 20s, and I won't settle for less. As for the woman in the article, Rebecca, I feel sorry for her husband. as they now have two daughters. He doesn't look like a prize either. He's balding with a soy smile. As for female dating strategy being akin to pickup for women, I reached that conclusion on my own. And ironically, the article also compares it to the same sort of thing. But it's not very practical and amounts to nothing more than a bag full of hot queefs. The article tries to shoehorn a woman in that successfully found this soy-smiling man of her dreams and now wants to bring up the hopes of other women with their dating strategy game. But all this does is promote to women very unrealistic expectations that they too can find the perfect man in their 30s and beyond. It's quite awful. As for that ex-friend of mine, he got the girl that he wanted, and then he put on his love goggles, as well as 50 pounds. The 50 pounds he lost so he can go on his dating adventures. It's tragic because the best I've actually known him to be was when he was single. He had this fire in his eyes, and he seemed fully alive. Most guys in relationships, they're so doped up on love that it's like they've become neurologically neutered. Those women that implement their female dating strategy, if they're successful, land the men they want. But he quickly changes into the man they no longer want. Maybe Rebecca's husband had a full head of hair before he married her and had two daughters with her. And there was no soy smile as well. Maybe that came later with love and domestication. A man has two potential paths for his purpose in life. Family on one side, or going his own way on the other. Women, no matter how much they want to strike it out on their own, don't. And why don't we see more women going their own way? Women usually tend to project independence on themselves because they're trying to mirror the man that they're looking for. So the female dating strategy subreddit is trying to say that they're picky about men because they want to find a good man that's picky about good women. It's probably just another female chameleon routine. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Aaron for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Rebecca didn't smash anyone for 10 years, or at least that's what she wants you to believe. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the female pickup artists that don't just want to sleep with you, but also want to enslave you through a government-enforced marriage contract away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.